News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5. Do we have to wait till noon today to figure out why Sean is picking a fight with Lee Greenwood?
I think we do.
Did that fight start yesterday on the air?
Actually, you know, if you're a longtime listener of Midday Mobile, Sean Sullivan.
He's got some ongoing themes.
You probably know where this feud began.
I don't know.
Actually, I don't know where it began. I just know that he's got something against Lee Greenwood, and we'll find out at midday today why. And I think he, just a little tease, Sean's going to talk about the most patriotic songs as we head into Independence Day weekend.
And found a list.
Yeah, he found a list somewhere, and he was already telling us the songs he had issue with. So can't wait to hear more from that coming up on Midday Mobile.
You know, Lee Greenwood, let me try to think when this was. He was a guest. They were talking about the pandemic, the recording industry, and maybe he was a guest on the Jeff Porch show because maybe Lee Greenwood wrote a book. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a guest on the Jeff Porch show several months back.
And he was, wasn't he? I forgot about that.
He was an excellent guest. Excellent guest.
Uh-huh.
Not a young guy. He's probably in his early 70s
now. I'll tell you how old he is. He's 78.
78?
Yes, that's how old Melvin Lee Greenwood is right now.
He was a really good guest on that show. And it kind of surprised me. I didn't know what to expect from Lee Greenwood because the only thing we've heard out of Lee Greenwood over the past 20 years is...
God Bless the USA.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't really hear him interviewed. You hear him singing that song. That's kind of a one-trick pony. He's been reduced to that, but he's really a heck of an entertainer. I saw him years ago in Athens, Georgia. He could play all these instruments, and he had a fun band, but that was 40 years ago.
I had two brushes.
Don't hold me to it.
I had two brushes with Lee Greenwood, one much closer than the other. When I was a child, in second grade, before we moved to Grove Hill, Alabama, I was in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville, at Rutland Elementary.
Okay.
And he came to sing to the elementary school.
Really?
He was there in the gym singing to us. I was in second grade. I remember that pretty clearly. That was cool. And then a few years back, the Tennessee Vols played at Bristol, you know, the raceway. They played against Virginia Tech up there in Bristol, equidistant, I believe, or close to equidistant from the campus in Knoxville and Virginia Tech's campus.
Right.
And Lee Greenwood was the halftime show there. And it was very patriotic. The problem is the lines of the concession stands were, no joke, 45 minutes to get anything. So I missed his entire performance because I was standing in line. That's what I know about Lee Greenwood.
Yeah, Lee Greenwood, good singer. He does more than one song.
And anyway,
just to let y'all know,
you and I are talking nice about him just for Sean to completely, I guess, destroy him later on in Midday Mobile.
We had a funny. You talk about Lee Greenwood coming to your school. So years ago, went up to one of the elementary schools in Saraland or Satsuma, one or the other. And Shelby and I, and we had this prize machine that played our radio station, you know, nice and loud.
Was it a boombox?
It was a prize machine. You could win prizes. It was like a slot machine.
Okay.
But
those are illegal, by the way.
It had a radio. We never let Governor Ivey know we were in possession of it. But so the song that came on the radio. Now you've got these second and third graders sitting there in the bleachers. The song that comes on and they're all singing along with it. Blake Shelton's Some Beach. Now we know that's got like a double meaning.
Yeah.
So we're at this elementary school, and everyone in unison, the kids, they all listen to country radio, and Some Beach. It was pretty funny.
I love sometimes when that happens. Yeah, songs with the double meaning there.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
You know, talking about this patriotic music and this patriotic holiday coming up here, it just doesn't seem like the nation as a whole, and not that we have to, but it seems like we're kind of less patriotic as a whole than we've been in a very long time. And I really thought that the pandemic going into last year, silly me, I thought it would pull us all a little closer together.
Like 9/11.
Yeah, little did I know the exact opposite would happen.
Apart.
And a new poll out as we head towards the 245th birthday of the nation. 7 in 10 voters still believe that America is the greatest country to reside in. 69% say America is the best country to live in. That is down from 83% back in 2015. So from 83% to 69%. What a drop. The high water mark was recorded 10 years ago, 84% in April 2011. Now, that was the first time the question was asked. I imagine if you asked that question in this Fox News poll, say, October of 2001, the number would have been much higher than that 84%, because 9/11 did seem to bring us closer as a nation for some time.
It did.
And the pandemic doing the exact opposite. And not necessarily just the pandemic, but everything that has happened since.
You know who's the most patriotic? Who are among the most patriotic?
Who's that?
People that live in the United States that were originally from other countries.
You're right.
And I had a business meeting and took a drive down to the beach for my friend Mike. He was originally from Pakistan.
Mm.
His dad was a doctor, so they were of means, you know, but still, he was going on and on about where he is today, the United States of America, and saying, do people realize how blessed they are to live in this nation?
They don't.
No, they don't.
No, spoiled.
They don't.
Absolutely spoiled.
But he kind of crystallized it all, talking about where he's from, some of the hardships they did have, and just, you know, the conflict that goes on in nations like that, constant conflict, he just was miffed by how the everyday American seems to take the United States and living in here and all we have for granted.
Yeah, and that's why more people, and I know it's untenable for so many, but it's such a great practice to get out of America, go see some other countries. And I'm not talking about the Sandals Resort in, you know, Jamaica. Like, if you're actually able to travel and see some of these, not even third world countries, some countries that are considered first world alongside America, and you see some of the slums there, you see how some of those people are treated, and you come back with a completely different view on life. And you're right.
And on America,
You think of Cubans that have escaped Cuba and are living in Miami or wherever they may be in Florida now, and the gall of somebody like Colin Kaepernick that year to wear a Che Guevara t-shirt and while he's talking about cops being pigs and how bad America is. And then they said, oh, well, Miami might be a destination for him. Yeah, right. He was going to get ran out of town. You know how they feel about Che Guevara, about the Communist Party?
Unreal. Unreal. And just, you talk about a big old blind spot when you, and the athlete from the hammer thrower?
I can't recall her name.
Turned her back on the flag at the ceremony.
And, you know, she actually, there's images going around, and I think even, you know, a screen grab from her website where she's talking about how much she loves America. And this picture from years ago, I don't know how long ago, where she's draped in an American flag and looking patriotic as all get out. And then you compare that to the side-by-side of her photo where she's facing away from the American flag. And there's nothing that you could take from that except for what got into her mind between those two things. Was it critical race theory or some form thereof, some higher learning, or, you know, getting on the internet and seeing how bad America treats everyone? Is that what changed her mind? But we're seeing a major shift, according to this poll. They said 26% say America is not the best country to live in. That's up 12 points from the last time they did this poll.
You know what? You are free to leave.
Yeah.
You are free to leave. 26% say America is not the best place to live.
Not the best place to live.
Whew. All right, we'll get to some of your phone calls. Also, Charlie McNichol, we've got a couple of apps now that are going to be for the citizens. One you've heard about here on FM Talk 106.5, but he's with Mobile 911. He's going to be a guest here in just a moment about something we've got the press conference at 11 o'clock today, what that's all about. Dan and Dalton, 8:16. From Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 at 8:21. Dr. Bill says, I just want to have that umbrella handy for the next 20 days, I don't know.
Through July.
The forecast is not changing much.
Hey, we've already gotten one message, Matt and Mobile, telling us a fantastic fireworks story.
Yeah, you can call, or we're about to have Charlie McNichol on with 911. So you can go another way and use the app. That's what he did.
Yeah, that's what Matt did. He left a voicemail on the app. We'll play that coming up here in just a little bit. Encouraging you to send your fireworks store or whatever else you'd like to talk about through the FM Talk 106.5 app, or give us a call or text 343-0106.
Mobile 911 Director Charlie McNichol joins us on the phone this morning. Charlie, how are you?
Doing well, Dan. How are you?
Doing fine. So we've got these are back-to-back announcements that we've had over the last couple of weeks, including one that's going to happen today. The first one had to do with the Mobile Alert app that Dalton and I both downloaded.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and easy. Talk about that a little bit, and then we'll get into today's press conference.
Yes, sir. First, I want to say something personal to you, Dan.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've been a fan of this radio show and this radio station and Sean and Dalton for a long time. But those guys really took it to the next level when they brought you on board. So kudos to you, and certainly our hearts go out to you and Miss Kim right now. I remember Zach when he played at McGill. Being a McGill alum, I certainly knew who he was and what a young man he was. So just wanted to tell you we're glad to have you, and this community supports you.
Well, I love this community, and they've been awfully kind. Back to business.
I wanted you to know that. And,
thank you, Charlie.
I agree completely with you, Charlie. Well said.
Having you and Dr. Bill on together certainly goes back when I was a much younger guy.
And Dr. Bill was a much younger guy, and holy hell, so was I. So, Charlie, talk about the Mobile Alert app, first of all, and then we'll get to today's.
Yes, sir. Mobile Alert is essentially a community notification system. It's called Mobile Alert because, you know, we want to get the community's attention when something significant is happening.
Mm.
It may be something like a road closure or water over the road or a hazmat spill, you know, anywhere in the county. And that's a free download as well. It comes out of the 911 center, but every public safety agency, every government entity in the county, you know, has the ability to send out messages. We did one last week about the problem down in Dog River and the bacteria that was there. So by dialing 226-787, sending Mobile Alert, automatically opts the citizen into that, and it'll be notifications or messages that we want to push out to the community that certainly if it's urgent or high priority, they'll come out as well. But it may be something later on, like the Mardi Gras parade is canceled or the route has to change or, you know, just anything that we want to make sure the community is aware of. That's more of a notification system that's available.
And Charlie, I've already signed up for those alerts, and I want to let people know y'all aren't lighting our phones up 24/7. I mean, I signed up about 2 weeks ago, and that alert about the water quality, Dog River and Fowl River, is the only one I've received. So the people that are worried about, you know, text messages 24/7, that's not what's happening.
No, it's not. And we'll be very, we'll be very discriminant in what we use it for. We don't want to blow people's phones up, and we don't want to, you know, numb them to the messages. I mean,
right.
If you do that, then, you know, what if people do? They turn you off because you're bothering them. So we will be, very particular and make sure that it's something of significance. You know, honestly, I talked to Dr. Murphy at the health department about that one, and it was a good message. It was pertinent to the community, but it was also a chance for us to try it and see how it works. So, but we will not blow your phones up. I promise.
So, at 11 a.m. today, there's a press conference. Mayor Stimson, Sheriff Sam Cochran, other local officials, including yourself, Charlie, and so that's to announce digital siren and explain that to everyone. Can you do that here in advance?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So digital siren is a little different. It's still a free download. It's available in Google Play and the App Store. But we see it, guys, as more of a life-saving tool. How many times do we see in the news where some bad guys running from the police and an innocent person gets killed, or maybe more than one person? Remember Thomasville last year when the teacher and her mother and her daughter were tragically killed by a criminal running from the police.
Mm-hmm.
So digital siren is an app you can download, and it's pretty neat. It's pretty cool technology. If the police are in a pursuit, they have a device in their car This will be countywide. Right now, it's the city of Mobile and the sheriff's office, Citronelle and Satsuma, but it'll eventually be in every municipality in the county. And if they jump a car, if they're in a pursuit, they will activate the alert. And if you're within a 2 mile radius of that pursuit, you will get an alert on your phone stating such. Mm. You will get an alert that says, you know, there's a high speed pursuit within your vicinity. Please, you know, be aware or take steps to be safe. And it's cutting technology. It's we're the largest deployment countywide that this company has seen. And it's all over the country. But we, Director Barber and Chef Cochran and I and some others got together and we just saw where it was a great thing for our community.
It sure sounds like it, and you're right. I could think back just over the last couple years alone, some of those dangerous situations from chases. That'll be a lifesaver for sure at some point.
Well, we had that week, that stretch, Dalton, that's all we were talking about.
Yeah, like every day of the week,
that's right. High-speed pursuits on both sides of the bay, and it's like those things can be, well, we know they can be awfully dangerous. So if you get the alert, Charlie, I guess basically you're now going to be more aware of what's around you. Maybe you want to pull over into a parking lot, almost let the storm pass if it's in your neighborhood, right?
But that's a great way of putting it. And it'll notify you again when you're out of that 2 mile radius. If the vehicle happens to be going, the chase happens to be going the other way, you'll get a notification that it's now over. And basically what it's meant to do is to kind of put your head on the swivel, if you will, and
right.
And you know, as you approach an intersection, the best thing to do probably is just get in a parking lot or get off the road somewhere so this Yahoo can't kill you and hurt you or whatever. But it's pretty good, and we're glad to be a partner in it.
We're glad we have it.
And one more time, the name of that app specifically. What's that again?
Yeah, it's Digital Siren.
Digital Siren. Okay.
Like Siren. Digital Siren. Mm-hmm. It's by a company called Pursuit Alert, and there are some other features that we will be able to do. You know, like if an emergency vehicle's coming up behind you, they'll push a different button, that kind of thing. But I don't want to take up too much of your time. The main feature is the Pursuit Alert, and we look at this, guys. Even mm-hmm. though it's mounted in a police car, and even though it's activated by the police, I mean, this is for the community, right? These are the people that we want to let know there's some guy driving over 100 miles an hour running from the police is putting you in danger. No. So we see it as a life-saving tool for sure.
No doubt. And then the other one for the Mobile Alert, you text that word exactly, Mobile Alert, all caps, to 226-787 or download at smart911.com. You can download the app. Hey, Charlie, while we have you on a couple more minutes here, we're talking with Charlie McNichol, the 911 director with the city. With Independence Day coming up, and you might have an answer for me or not, do you get an increase in firework-related calls come July 4th?
July 2nd.
July 2nd, 8th. July 8th. Yeah, exactly. Are there more emergency calls about, you know, fireworks gone bad over over this coming week?
They've already started, guys.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
No. We do see a little increase. You know, some municipalities have an ordinance against it, and we get notified when people are offended when someone's doing it in their community. Fortunately, we don't see as many medical emergencies from fireworks as you might think.
Uh-huh.
But we just see an uptick in calls on these type holiday weekends for a number of reasons. But yes, we do get more fireworks.
Charlie, thanks for your time this morning, and I'll see you at 11 o'clock, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Charlie McNichol, Mobile 911.
All right, coming back, we'll play. Got a couple fireworks stories here on the app. Also, the text line we'll read. And looks like Ricky's on the line. A Thursday surprise here on Mobile hey. Mornings. Thank you, Kane. 835 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. Coming to the phone lines in just a minute. 343-0106. We'll also read your text and got some firework stories on the way from the FM Talk 106.5 app. This segment of the show brought to you by my new friends, Tobias, McCormick, and Comer. Might have heard some of my conversations with Desi Tobias over the last few weeks, also Brian Comer. They serve Mobile, Alabama, and the surrounding areas. And TMC, they have a track record of compassion and success. They always try to make things right for their clients. Over 70 years of combined experience in personal injury cases at Tobias McCormick and Comer, and they've worked some absolutely wild cases over the years and always trying to make things right for their clients. You can hear some of those from our podcast we've had at fmtalk1065.com. They've handled hundreds of personal injury cases and have recovered over $45 million for their clients. Personal injuries, as you well know, can occur virtually anywhere due to defective products, dangerous surroundings, trucking, car accidents, alcohol and drug-related injuries, maritime injuries, workplace accidents, or other negligence. If you feel that you may have a case, but you're not sure, you can get a free consultation, 251-432-5001. That's 432-5001. Check them out online, tmclawyers.com.
Dan and Dalton, 836. Calls are coming in on the text line. Well, I should say on the app. We've got texts on the text line. We've got folks leaving messages on the app. Pretty cool. And we've got one in particular we can play now, huh?
Yeah, so I solicited your fireworks stories from over the years as we head into this Independence Day holiday. You know, they started in my neighborhood, I think I said 2 nights ago, about 9 o'clock, they fired them up. The other big holiday for fireworks, Alabama National Championship wins in my neighborhood. Okay. But other than that, Independence Day is the day and the weeks that surround it. And I told my fireworks story earlier about riding around with friends back in high school, and one of the idiots in the back seat was shooting firecrackers out of the vehicle into a field, not at other people. And either the driver rolled the window up or this person had a terrible shot. I can't remember. And lit the firecracker. It went off and stayed in the vehicle. It was bouncing around, mostly in the back seat.
I guess we're not supposed to laugh at that.
It wasn't my vehicle. It wasn't my truck. I was being safe.
Wasn't your fingers.
I told them not to do it, right? Yeah. Except I didn't. So that was my fireworks story. But everyone ended up all right. Here's Matt in Mobile's great fireworks story.
Good morning. It's Matt from Mobile. One of the better fireworks stories I have is me and my family, we're pretty big into fireworks, especially me and my dad. And for every year, we would do fireworks over his pond. And we love the mortar rounds and the cake packages. Well, we would normally just throw everything in the bonfire at the end of the night since it was already hot and smoldering anyway. Well, this night, we threw all the spent stuff in. We accidentally threw a couple mortar rounds in that weren't fired off. And, of course, it made a gigantic explosion and scared the crap out of everybody along with everybody getting laughters. So you think we'd learn our lesson for the next year? Nope, not at all. Turns out we'd literally save 6 to 8 mortar rounds and set them aside just for the firework effect in the bonfire and film it, acting like a bunch of damn kids, period.
Ah, that's great. That's great. Even the period there at the end, like he's doing voice to text. So that's Matt in Mobile, his family story about the mortar rounds and the fire. How great is that?
That is really great.
Good stuff.
Yeah, and the fact that they did not learn their lesson. And he and his dad did it every year. You know, it was kind of a family tradition.
Yeah, it became a new part of the tradition there for sure. Let's go to the phone lines and let's talk with Ricky here on the phones. Hey, Ricky, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Right off the bat, I want to apologize to anybody at 106.5 if I overdid, you know, trying to convince y'all that the vaccine was actually going to be the kill shot. I don't know what else to do but to try to get people to see, you know, like I said, if it happened to your kids, you know, what would you feel if my kids took the vaccine and died and you didn't warn me about it? I tried every trick in the book to try to get y'all to get it serious about what was coming.
Yes, but including threats. Apology accepted, Ricky.
Huh?
I said yes, including threatening us, but apology accepted. Thanks.
Well, I didn't mean it that way, Dalton. I really didn't. And I hope you understood. I'm just trying to figure out ways to get people engaged, you know, but letting them see if it happened to their kids. And maybe that was a bad, I apologize. But
no problem. Well, here's your pulpit. Yeah, let us know. What's going on?
Dr. Michael Yeaton is saying now, and he's the former president advisor, is saying the virus was nothing but a basic flu, a serious flu, okay? They just use it as a way to get the vaccine out. The vaccine is an mRNA medical device that's going to unleash the spike proteins in your body, and it's going to destroy your immune system and give you mad cow disease.
Oh, boy.
This is the head. Guy, I mean, Michael Yeaton, former president.
Batman? Michael Keaton?
Yeaton.
Okay, gotcha.
Take him serious, Dalton.
I am.
And he's the one coming out now saying that everybody that took the vaccine is going to spread the spike protein, and it's going to become airborne, and they're going to be the contagious that's going to spread it all over the world, and that's what's going on. And they're sounding the alarm to stop the vaccine rollout, because now they're giving it to kids. Mm. I'm telling y'all, this is a depopulation by our government. We're being overrun.
When does the shedding begin, Ricky? Has it begun?
It has begun, and plus, they said with the nanobite technology, they're going to be able to turn that spike protein on, because it's got a medical device, and it's going to start. The spike protein is the bioweapon. That's the weapon that spreads the 72 poisons that's in the vaccine. If everybody would find out what's in the 72 poisons, they would understand what's going on.
You mentioned in a text message earlier, you were talking about the spreading, but you also mentioned sniffing dogs. Sniffing dogs.
Yeah,
where do they come
in? Remember when they come out, they was going to use sniffing dogs for the smell of the people that been, you know, that got the virus.
Yeah, they were testing that out. Yeah, that's right. The canines.
Right, in Europe. Right. Well, that's what the Dr. Yeaton and all these pick up on. They know now that people that took the shot and going to start producing the spike protein, the bioweapon, that it's going to become airborne. In other words, somebody breathing on you next to you can spread it by breathing.
So where does, help me out here, we've covered a lot of ground here. So where does mad cow disease play in all this?
Yeah, it's on the CDC website, too. And it's on the VAERS report. VAERS come out the other day. It's over 50,000 deaths from the vaccine in America alone. And there's over 200,000 in America alone for 250,000 side effects. They're not recording none of it. They're not taking... Dr. Peter McCullough, our head doctor in America he is the dean of American doctors and scientists and stuff. He is coming out trying to stop the rollout, and because he knows what it's going to do, too. And they have court hearings in Texas and all over. 500 of them have got together to try to stop this rollout of this vaccine, because they know what it's going to do to the people.
There's no way that you can dispute the guy who's the head of scientist stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Dr. Geeney, he's the former vice president. He's telling you what's
vice
in it.
They
were lied to. A lot of the scientists were lied to. They didn't realize the bioweapon. It was a bioweapon. They didn't realize. They thought it was to help people. They had no idea that it was a toxin, and not something that's going to help you. Now that they know what's in it, they're all the vaccine makers are flipping on this mRNA and saying this has to stop.
Two last questions here, Ricky.
And Twitter, Facebook, they
Google,
have blocked me so many times.
YouTube.
I lost 100,000 people that follow me. I'm telling you, they're trying to stop block this information from coming out.
Last two questions. We got people on the line and giving you plenty of time to talk here. Just two questions here. Under the pressure of having Ricky on the line, I forgot the fantastic question that I just had.
Well, two questions equals 29 minutes of
answers. Okay, so I'll just skip to the last one. We were talking about a poll about people that love America or don't love America. Is Ricky, according to you, seems like you've been fed up with a lot of Americans here recently. Heading into this Independence Day weekend, would you say, even with all this vaccine stuff, remember, America leading the nation in vaccine availability, is America still the best country to live in, Ricky?
Financially, in the past, yes. But now that we're totally under dictatorship, does that apply into it? We count this year. No, America is probably the worst place to be right now.
Where's,
because our government's completely turning on its people.
Worst place.
But as far as the dream in America and overall of the last 250 years, you'd be a fool to think America wouldn't be the best place to live in, because you don't have no freedom nowhere else.
And in your opinion, the best country to currently be living in?
Probably Kazakhstan, where all the Freemasons run that country over there, and they have all the freedom in the world. They don't have all this stuff.
Kazakhstan. I did not see that one coming. I'll say that. Hey, we appreciate the call this morning.
I got one more thing.
Sure.
Really?
I want Ivy to know, if she don't stop this vaccine rollout, she will not be elected. Sheriff Cochran, they're killing our kids. This is the biggest criminal act in our country, and they are killing us with this stuff. If y'all don't stop this and investigate what's in the vaccine and have a independent, to find out what's really going on, then y'all are abiding on the murder of your own people. And I am demanding as a citizen of Alabama that this stop, the rollout stop, and our government investigates what's really going on, because the top doctors in America are being blocked by Twitter and Facebook. This is a crime, and it needs to stop.
Thank you, Ricky.
Good stuff.
Ricky, yeah, let's try to review all that. You know, first of all, I've got to get on. I still have a travel agent that's, you know, I'm like an old school. Kazakhstan, or what is it called?
He said it's Kazakhstan, but he said it Kazakhstan. Okay. I really didn't expect him to say Kazakhstan is his favorite, you know.
Where he would like to live now if he could.
Yeah.
With all the Freemasons. 846 FM Talk 1065.
All right, 849 FM Talk 1065 Mobile Mornings. Coming to the phone lines here in just a second, 343-0106. This segment brought to you by, well, one of our traffic reporters this morning, also a great local franchise owner, good friend of the station, Trey Bennett, and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I say traffic reporter because he let us know about that Spring Hill accident very early this morning.
He did.
And he's just, that's the kind of local guy he is. He'll tell us about a wreck on Spring Hill, and then he'll head to work and start picking up junk for many citizens around town. And if you want to set up an appointment, have 1-800-GOT-JUNK come by and take care of maybe a project that's too big for you to do alone. Maybe you don't want to hurt your back or your knees. You're too old for it. I understand. Or maybe you just don't have the time to take care of that project you've been meaning to take care of. Just call the guys and girls at 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and set up your appointment. It's a very easy process setting up your appointment with them. They find a time that works for you, works for them. You get together and they show up when they're expected. They dispose of the junk responsibly, right? So they're not just picking it up and walking or driving another 200 yards down the road, making sure you're not outside watching them and then throwing it in the woods. That is exactly what they do not do.
Who would do that, Dolphin?
Well, I'm sure some bad companies would do that.
Wow.
Not 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
It's quite an indictment.
Disposable.
It's a despicable thing to do.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, the pricing's up front. The price you get quoted is the price you'll pay. Good people at 1-800-GOT-JUNK and great guy in Trey Bennett. So give him a call today, 1-800-GOT-JUNK or online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
851 FM Talk 1065. Jeff Poor Show on the way at 9 o'clock. Right after the news at 9 o'clock, and among his guests, U.S. Representative Gary Palmer will be on early, and also Alabama Today, or Alabama Daily News. That's a newsletter that I get, kind of a daily thing that I pop it open. You got all these stories right there in front of you. You should subscribe. Todd Stacey is the guy that runs that, and he will also be a guest on the Jeff Poor Show today.
Hey, we got a lot of texts this morning. Tony in Fairhope, he sent us the video. I don't know if you've seen this, Dan, the Put It in Reverse Terry video where you got some guys out in the middle of like a neighborhood street. I think this was 4 or 5 years ago, and you've got Terry in a electric, you know, motorized wheelchair.
Okay.
And he's out there with the boys shooting off fireworks. And they've got, I can't remember if it was a can or a bottle that they had down there to, you know, be the stand for the fireworks that they shot off. So they lit it. And didn't have a long, you know, fuse on this particular firework. And it was time to get out of Dodge because this thing was about to blow.
Right, but Terry
very close to the fireworks and just could not get out of the way. And like, put it in reverse, Terry, put it in reverse. And he ended up having a fireworks, like Bay Bears post-game fireworks show all around his wheelchair. Terry ended up all right, but a classic video. And Tony bringing literal blast from the past back there. So if you haven't seen that, just search Put It in Reverse, Terry. But lots of good tech. Here, talking about people not loving living in America anymore. Drewski, fun fact, if you don't like America, you're actually not free to leave, he said. It costs between $1,000 to $2,000 to file the paperwork to renounce citizenship. You know, over the last 8 years...
Well, come up with the money.
How many celebrities have promised that they would renounce their citizenship?
Yeah.
There were a lot when Trump became president that didn't follow through.
Right.
There were a few when Biden became president that I also don't believe followed through. But
there were more with Trump.
There were a lot more with Trump. When are we going to start holding our celebrities accountable? Like Bill Cosby, right?
Bill Cosby is free again today. Dalton, again, if you missed it earlier this morning, Dalton's working on gathering some news, as was I. He said he took a nap, and when he woke up, Bill Cosby was free.
Out of prison.
He's just walking around Philadelphia. Dalton's like, I'm a little groggy, but how did this happen?
How long was I asleep? Wow.
It's 853 FM Talk 106.5.
Let's go to line one here, Dave and Foley. Good morning, Dave.
Dave, what's up?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Great content today.
Thank you.
I do have a question about the digital siren.
Sure.
Is that a full audible alert, or is that something that's going to require somebody to look at their phone while they're driving?
I would imagine it would be audible if you have your phone on loud, if you don't have it on vibrate or silent, and just like any other app, if you have it on silent. But that's a good question, because the EAS alerts that come to your phone, I believe those go off even if it's on silent.
I tell you what, Dave, I will know, because even though I'm dressed like a third grader today wearing blue shorts, I will go to that meeting at 11 o'clock and the press conference, and we'll figure out, I'll come back with, it'll be my fact-finding mission. I'll come back with all the facts for you tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be great. I just wanted everybody to feel safe that this is not going to be something that's going to create another situation for them.
That's a good point, and yeah. I'll have the information tomorrow.
All right, good deal.
Thank you, Dave.
Gentlemen.
Thank you. You got it.
Hey, looks like you're about to wrap up.
Yeah, maybe. Jeff Poore on the show, on FM Talk 106.5.
Hal said, we used to have cherry bomb battles in caves near Huntsville. That sounds like fun. Some cherry bomb battles.
Cherry bombs.
Yeah.
Wow. So I remembered the Roman candle this morning. Do you remember what the Roman candle was?
Yes.
It was kind of like,
it's like a big tube.
Yeah.
It's got multi shots, right? You're talking about an automatic weapon there.
Well, I remember.
Or not. I get all of them confused.
Frankie Castellanzi and I, back on the street in Jersey, had a Roman candle, and we were in somebody's side yard, and I was going to shoot it over this house. A lady walks outside to call her kids to come inside.
Oh, no.
And I shoot it, and it goes a little lower than I wanted it to, much to the shock of one Frankie Castellanzi.
Yeah.
And so there happened to be a post on her porch, and she was walking right behind the post. It hit the post.
Whoa.
Like, hit the goalpost.
Dodge that one.
I did dodge that one. So, not only, that's why I'm not good with fireworks. I'm kind of clumsy.
Yeah.
That was like an error on the play.
And now, quite literally, shell-shocked to shoot them anymore.
Right.
There you go. Let's see. Jimmy Baymanette responding to the people that don't think America's great to live anymore. He said, I mean, if they're so hip on better places to live, and why can we even hear them? Because they should be there, not here suffering in this horrible place that they're in. I think a lot of people feel the same way as you there. Let's see. CDC. Greg chiming in with the Ricky conversation. He said CDC also has a column written about how to survive a zombie apocalypse. Go read it. Now, is that just for fun? I haven't gone to read that. Is the CDC just posting that, you know, for grins and giggles? Or are they being serious about it? And if they are posting it for grins and giggles, do you think they maybe could be paying more attention to pandemics than the zombie apocalypse?
Don't give Ricky any material. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Ricky was on top of the zombie thing way.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because if you legitimize it, even tongue-in-cheek, and then Ricky's going to run with it. We've got James on the line here as we wrap up the show. James, good morning.
Good morning, boy. That was rough listening to Ricky. Y'all need to get me and him together on, same lines of talking, because, there is no other place where they allow you to speak out like he did and the way he has made.
That's what we do. We let people speak, and Ricky's very earnest about what he believes.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm all for it, but, we know what he did earlier. I mean, you know what I'm saying, months back and everything. But with that being said, I truly believe it. I've been in the military. I've listened to other people from other countries that were in the military, United States citizens, what they had to deal with. Their democracy kind of started with Theodore Roosevelt as he traveled around and introducing the United States to other countries, talking about what we have, and brought people back and let them look and see how people can move freely and speak just about any way they want to. I mean, you can literally say what you want to. Now, we put laws into place. It's gotten to be pretty radical, like he said. Mm. As far as the corona, it's like I've always said, I'm curious, where did the flu go?
Okay. Thank you, James. I think the flu's still out there a little bit.
A little bit.
They've only got 3,000 people at a championship game in Montreal.
Yeah, it's there in Canada.
Yeah, for sure.